We are back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, segment number two, starting now with our guest from the Riley County Seniors Service Center, Liz Nelson, who is the program coordinator out there. Liz joins us via telephone. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing all right. It is Friday, and we're getting closer to Thanksgiving, so that's exciting. I'm kind of starting to count the days now.
Yeah.
And I understand there's a big Thanksgiving meal happening today at the Senior Center, which is sold out. That's great to hear.
Yeah, it is. We were able to be back in the dining room this year, which is really nice. Last year, we had a wonderful turnout for Thanksgiving as well, but it was we called it our Thanksgiving drive-through. People just had to come, and we handed them a bag of food through the window of their car. But this year, we're back in the dining room, and we're so happy that people have turned out for this meal and have sold it out.
That's great. And that takes a lot of, I'm guessing, a lot of volunteers to help out cooking the meal and getting that all served and prepared.
It does. A pilot club is coming to help serve the meal today, and we really appreciate their help.
All right, very good. Well, what else do we have going on right now at the Senior Center?
After the Thanksgiving meal, we're having a program by Chuck Tannehill, and he's telling us the history of the Manhattan Fire Department. It's immediately after the meal at 1 o'clock. And yesterday at Lunch Bunch, Dean Taylor, who a lot of people might know, was at Lunch Bunch, and he was telling about how his father-in-law was a volunteer firefighter for the city before they ever had a formal fire department. And so it was neat hearing from Dean, and Dean said he was going to be at the program to learn more about it. And there's still plenty of room for folks to come to our 1 o'clock program today by Chuck Tannehill.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Chuck's a good guy, and he I'm sure has a lot of knowledge there about the history.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Well, I know you guys, what was it, last week for Veterans Day, did you have a static display going on there?
We did. Mike, oh gosh. Mike and Larry were there, and they set up a Veterans Day display. It's their 14th year, and they had a beautiful display. We had a nice turnout for that. We were able to move it to a different part of the building so that there was more room to display more things, a little bit more room to move about and look at things. And we really had a great Veterans Day week at the Senior Center, and we had a wonderful speaker in Diana Chapel, who's a retired lieutenant colonel from the Army, who's a pastor in Ogden at Ogden Friendship Methodist Church, I believe is what it is, and she gave really a wonderful program. So
very cool.
Yeah, it was a good week at the center.
I think you're Mike Cardella, right?
Yes. I know his daughter from high school, and I was thinking if I could just think of Angela's first name, which wasn't coming to me.
There you go.
I know I'll get the last name. So, yes, you're right. That's his name.
All right. Well, of course, next week is Thanksgiving week, and I'm sure there's going to be a little pause in activities for us so everyone can kind of be with their families. Is the Senior Center hours shifting for the next weekend?
We're open Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week, but then we'll be closed Thanksgiving Day and the day after, and then open again the following week. But things are kind of quiet just to give people a chance to, we don't want them to miss too much, so during holiday weeks I try not to plan too many things, but then we pick right up again as December starts.
Yeah, and your December calendar is filled up pretty quickly. It looks like you got a lot of stuff going on starting on December 3rd.
That's right. Friday, December 3rd, I combined two different things that we normally do on two different days. But because we also have a lot of days in December where we're closed for the holidays, I decided to try to fit two. two fun things in on a single day. So Friday, December 3rd, our lunch bunch is meeting at Rocking K Restaurant, and it is located on Kimball across from the intramural fields and near the stadium. So our lunch bunch, we try to meet at 11:30, get there a little bit early to miss the big lunch crowd, get a jump start on that. And then right after lunch bunch on December 3rd, we're going to cross Kimball Avenue, and we're going to get a tour of the Shamrock Zone at Bill Snyder Stadium, and that starts at 1 o'clock.
That sounds like fun. Have you been in there yet?
I haven't. I'm really looking forward to it.
I haven't either. Dave's been in there, but it's. I've walked right past it because I was at a basketball game last week, and boy, it looks nice. That'll be a fun event for
anybody. I went to a game and sat right underneath it, and I'd been to a game with a friend there before, and it was kind of nice to have a little shade this time because we went when it was still hot, you know, early in the season, and other times when I've been and sat in that section, you know, you kind of get a full blast of sun, but now you still get a good view, and we get a little shade there, and it was really, really nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, then after the 3rd, you've got some other things happening the following Friday, it looks like.
Yeah, the following Friday, December 7th.
I think actually that would be the 10th, would it not be?
December 10th. I wrote the date wrong on my little note here. So the following Friday would be December 10th. And that's when we're having our holiday lunch. So the Thanksgiving lunch or the Christmas holiday lunch come pretty close together this year. We have a limit of 50 available seats. And it costs $7, so we need to have you call in and make a reservation, bring in your check or cash for your ticket. Sign up for the Christmas holiday lunch starts December 1st. And then after that lunch, we have another great speaker. Her name is Sally Newton, and she works on campus. And a lot of people, because of Netflix, have become familiar with a show called The Great British Baking Show. They also have an American version, and it's called The Great American Baking Show. And in 2019, Sally was a contestant on that show. She got flown to England. She was in the big tent. She got to bake and compete with other bakers from the U.S., and prior to the show, she had been practicing her bakes and bringing them into the senior center for people to taste test and give her a little feedback. And then COVID hit, and I have been working and, you know, waiting patiently to find a time when Sally could come back and talk to us about her experience being on a TV show, being in England, and part of this big phenomenon that's been going on in TV for a while now. So I think that's going to be really fun. So she will be with us after the Christmas holiday lunch on December 10th.
That's great. I remember that. I can't believe it's been that long ago, but I remember watching her on, we watched, I don't think we finished it, but we watched a couple of her episodes that she was on. And yeah.
I would go to my mom's house and watch them with her. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, very cool. Well, let's talk about Townie Tuesday and what that will entail.
Okay. Townie Tuesday is our ongoing program where we just try to find, we get together. It's a time to reminisce, a time to share memories and memorabilia, and we'll set a topic for each Townie Tuesday. In December, our topic is loosely titled Home Movies, and I will have snippets of old videos, TV commercials, events that took place in Manhattan that the Riley County Historical Museum has made available to me. And I just thought it would be really fun to watch some of those, to talk about some of the things we see in them, and to share stories perhaps about participation in those events, businesses that we used to frequent, and just to kind of take a little walk down memory lane. So I invite people to come if they have a little video or Super 8 movie that they've had digitized that they want to share with me. I welcome any of that, and they can call the center, ask for me, and we can talk about how to get how I can get my hands on those things if they think it would be fun to show on December 14th for County Tuesday.
I like the idea of learning more about the building of the Manhattan Town Center Mall, because that was in the late 80s, right? 1989-ish? 87?
For a while, I moved out of the state. And so, that happened when I was not living here.
So I didn't know much about it until I moved back. So, yeah, there's a lot of history there. Although I know that I'm not remembering the name of the architect right now, but I used to babysit for him, for his kids. When he and his wife had baby.
Wow.
I think I was a ninth grader or something, and I'd go watch The Incredible Hulk with his dad. Well, well, they went out to dinner, but
wow.
That's about all. That's my only connection to the building of the Town Center Mall.
Okay. I think that it'd be fascinating to learn more about that as somebody who's not a native to Manhattan from that long ago. But that's cool. Towny Tuesday sounds like a great event there. You have some other things here that week leading up towards Christmas.
Yes, that's right. So another program that we have at the Senior Center is called Food and Farm. There's a group in Manhattan called the Food and Farm Council, and their goal is to educate the entire community about nutrition, healthy eating, helping shorten that pipeline from local farmers to our table. And so they come in and will either discuss a topic related to foods, or we also have folks that come in and give us cooking demos. So on Wednesday, December 15th, we will be having a cooking demo, and it will be on healthy holiday foods. And they did a cooking demo this week too for healthy Thanksgiving foods, and they were delicious.
Delicious. Having a little trouble with the connection here.
I'm sorry.
Here we go. There you go. That sounds better.
Is this better?
Yeah, it kind of trailed off there for just a second, but.
Okay.
All right.
And then Friday, on December 17th, a barbershop quartet called the Charades is coming to perform. They'll do holiday entertainment and a little bit of sing-along. And they're part of the Little Apple Barbershop Chorus, but they're their own small quartet. And so we look forward to having the Charades come and give us a little musical entertainment on Friday, December 17th. At 1 o'clock, right after lunch.
All right,
and that pretty much is the end of our big program for December. Then it's getting closer and closer to Christmas, and more people are leaving town to see family or prepping to receive family. So we try not to schedule too much after about mid-December.
All right.
And then the center is closed from December 23 through December 31 for the holidays.
All right. Well, that's a lot of good stuff out there happening at the Senior Center, and I know that there's still a need for drivers out there. We had some guests in last week from the Friendship Meals. I know that we'll just put another quick plug in for them, that if you have time to volunteer to help with Friendship Meals or even to help prepare those, that's always welcome at the Senior Center.
Yes. That's right. I want to mention two more things that we have going on. One of them is the Medicare Part D prescription drug counseling. It's available at the center on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but the time is drawing short. We're done December 7th. So if you're in need of Medicare Part D prescription drug counseling, it's a free service. Please call the center and see if you can get an appointment with us. The days will be Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then one other thing that we provide or provide space for is something that we call Coffee with Caregivers. It is a support group for people caring for those with Alzheimer's and other dementias. It meets the second Monday of the month at 9:30 a.m. And it's moderated by a social worker, a qualified person who just helps folks kind of work through issues relating to supporting folks with dementias. And then it's been really helpful for a lot of people. So I encourage you, if you don't need this help, but you know someone who does, have them call the center and we'll talk to them about it and get them plugged into Coffee with Caregivers.
Okay, very good. I believe we might have a caller that has a question for you, Liz. Dave's on the phone with him right now, and I think he's going to punch him in here. So go ahead, caller. You're on In Focus.
Hi, Brenda. This is Kay.
Hi.
Hey, Cordella. Hi. Hey, thank you so much for everything that you did for Mike and Larry in Veterans Week with you guys, and you treat them so well. And I know I don't know what I can say if I didn't really have you to really check on them and and help and
take
Cordella
out.
Yeah,
you know, they're great guys, and they're so dedicated to just educating the community about what the military has done for folks and how they've been there for us as citizens of this country through thick and thin. And they're so well-versed in everything. It amazes me their depth of knowledge and their commitment to coming back year after year. And I should put a plug out there. I'm glad you called, Kay, because they would really appreciate other folks who are as interested and passionate as they are to get involved and join them. They are easy guys to work with, really fun to be around, and, you know, it takes a lot of effort to do the kind of work that they do, and I know that they would love and appreciate to get some help.
All right. Thanks for the call. And Liz, it's great talking with you here. We appreciate it, and we hope you have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, thank you. The Senior Center phone number is 785-537-4040.
All right. Thank you so much. And stay tuned. In Focus continues in a moment here on News Radio KMAN.